Hi, guys. Welcome back to Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast. I'm here with Sarah Heron.
Hi.
Travis Cronin.
Hey.
Sharon Tharp.
Hi.
And I'm your host, Brody Brown. We're here once again to talk about, it's not all the hottest news of the week, because this is our very special love, romantic and not so romantic relationship themed podcast. Maybe you're listening via Spotify. We can get all of our newest episodes. Maybe you're listening on iTunes or your platform of choice. But either way, thank you for joining us for this very special edition of the podcast. We're in the week of Valentine's Day. Maybe you listened to this before Valentine's Day. Maybe you're listening after Valentine's Day. Whether you're single in some sort of relationship, celebrating a breakup, maybe even your own. Maybe you only recognize Valentine's Day. Maybe you haven't been out on a date in 6 years. Maybe you're in a throuple like Frankie Grande was.
God.
Maybe you're a sapiosexual like Mark Ronson. Maybe you're married to someone double your age like Catherine McPhee. Or maybe you've been married more at times than Pam Anderson. Or you believe you'll never find love, forever love, like Kelly Osbourne once told us. It was 2018. It was a very bleak year for everyone. This is the Hot Hollywood episode for you. We are talking about who's getting married this year, who we think is getting engaged and why, sharing what celebs have told us about why they've made their marriages work so well and not so well, recapping the most surprising recent breakups and reminding you of some of the more surprising celeb couplings that have happened, and getting relationship advice, unsolicited, from Patty Stanger for celebs who haven't asked for our help. So before we do all that, of course we're going to set intentions like we do every week. Things we want celebrities to start doing, stop doing. Sarah, here on Baby Girl, kick it off.
Well, since, you know, it is Valentine's Day and we're, you know, feeling emotional, I'm going to just give it up to the couple that I still need to break up. Jana Kramer and Mike Cousin,
Cousin.
I called for this a few weeks ago. Instead, they released a podcast in which they basically had therapy on air, and I was forced to listen to it because of this job. And it just reinforced what I know, that it's time, and they're just not right for each other. And it's time.
Okay.
That's what I'd like to say. And I'd like a country album about it.
Not a supportive way to kick off the podcast. Travis Cronin, who is your intention?
Mine are for my gals. There's just lots of gals who are doing it for me right now. Dua Lipa with the physical song is so good.
Stan.
The Pussycat Dolls' first video in 10 years, React.
Yes.
And last week I saw a pregnant Sierra perform at a Fashion Week party. She has this huge belly and she dipped her head all the way. Did the Sierra dip and bend?
How?
Popped it, dropped it into a split, super pregnant. And it was just, keep doing your thing, ladies.
Inspirational.
Love it.
Wow.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I saw none of that.
Happy Valentine's Day, my ladies. Sharon, who is your intention for?
My intention is for Stassi Schroeder. She came into the Us Weekly office recently, and I'm just so happy for her. And I kind of want her not to air her wedding, which I don't think she is.
She is.
Hello.
She is. I wish she wasn't. but I just hope that nothing crazy happens. I don't know if Kristen's invited, but I'm sure.
You know, I can tell you when we get to the who's set to wed. I have all the tea on Stassi's wedding.
Well, I just want her to find happy. I'm happy for her and Beau. I think it's time that she found someone good, and I'm just hoping their marriage works out.
Agreed.
Well, they are doing intermittent fasting, as I read on usmagazine.com.
As am I, and I am very cranky.
Oh, well.
She looks great, though.
Yeah, she does look great. My intention is for Amanda Bynes. She's been very quiet lately, but listen, honey, you went to fit him. Where's the fashion line? You told us we get a comeback in acting. We're still waiting. Yes, obviously she was in a sober living facility, so she has a little bit extra time. But I'm hoping to get something new, healthy, and creative for her, which might be a good way to start the year. Sarah Heron, let's kick it off with telling us who's getting married this year. There are a lot of celebrities who are due to tie the knot soon. Some of these we've broken the news on exclusively. Others, they're just wedding dates are out there because they love to Pinterest. They love theknot.com. Who's getting hitched soon?
Well, let's talk about April, because we have Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom, Us Weekly broke that lovely news. And we also have Lala Kent and Randall Emmett, who are not getting married on TV, but they are both getting married in April.
Whose wedding would you rather go to?
Lala and Randall.
Yeah.
I guess
no,
it'd be more wild.
Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom's wedding.
Oh, I feel like it'd be more chic affair. But go ahead. Well, no, Randall has all that studio
it'll
money.
It'll be chic. Yeah. It'll be chic. Boring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Lala is. I feel like it's going to be some good stuff. Then in May, our girl Princess Beatrice. You know, just give her a shout out.
She needs a shout out.
What's it like to be the lesser known royal? I don't know. But
also, what's it like to be the daughter of Prince Andrew? Right.
That's
now?
The
true.
Yuck.
Well, she's getting married in May. They just announced that, so that's exciting.
Not on a private island in the Caribbean. Sorry.
No.
He's going to overshadow her moment, too, if he's there.
Wait, or if Meghan and Harry are there. Do we think they're going to be there?
No.
In, matching outfits?
I think they're going to be
there. Listen, they were just in Miami last week. No, I feel like they'll be anywhere.
Yeah, do you think they're going to be there, Sharon?
Yeah, actually, I do. I feel like it'll be rude if they don't show up.
I hope that Kate and Will sit on one side of the church and Harry and Meghan sit on the other.
Absolutely.
And the queen sits in the middle.
Yeah.
And like makes eye glances or whatever. Side eyes. You know, a classic Bachelor Nation couple, Raven Gates and Adam, are getting married in June.
Oh. That's
I don't
nice.
Know if you knew that, but I did the math based
they're
on
still together.
Their countdown on Instagram when they're getting married. It's June, so I'm excited for them.
We need more Bachelor couples like that who actually make it to the altar.
Well, Joe and Kendall broke up recently, so it was nice to be reminded that we have another Bachelor in Paradise duo set to wed. And I wonder if they're... June is when they start filming Bachelor in Paradise, so there is a chance that we might get a snippet or
something. A chance,
please.
A chance. A chance. I think that's why they
they'll
probably plan their wedding.
They'll show up.
Yeah.
In the summer, J-Lo and A-Rod...
Another Us Weekly exclusive.
Which I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, you know, October is going to be a busy month for Bravo celebrities because both Kelly Dodd and Rick Laventhal and Cynthia Bailey and Mike Hill said that they're getting married on 10-10-2020. Cynthia has stuck to that. Kelly has backtracked a little bit because I don't think she's been able to plan quick enough.
Yeah.
So unclear if they're both still getting married that day. But the talk of BravoCon was both of them revealing like their wedding dates, which were the same wedding dates at different panels. So that's interesting.
Whose wedding would you rather go to?
Cynthia Bailey.
Cynthia Bailey.
Would they have guests that overlap though? That would have to choose between them, or they don't have the same friends?
No.
Ramona would not be invited to Cynthia's wedding.
No. Andy Cohen maybe, but he probably wouldn't go to any of them.
No.
Which is interesting also though, they're both Kelly and Cynthia are both marrying like Mike Hill is a broadcaster and Rick Laventhal is on Fox News, so they're both marrying like quote unquote celebrities in their own right.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting. And then Stassi's wedding is set for October in Rome. And she is planning to have it on the show. Also at BravoCon, they were talking about how her producer was joking, like, we filmed this show every summer for the last 8 years and you decided you want to get married in October, like, when we don't film. And she was like, I don't want to sweat at my wedding.
I 100% agree with that.
It's a boss move.
Why would you want to sweat?
And they're moving it for her. When her and Beau went to pick out wedding locations, two of the producers were with them. And she's been stressed on her own podcast because she says people in Rome are just not really super willing to sign the Vanderpump Rules contract. But so she's still trying to, she's having a hard time planning her wedding because of filming the show.
She's done so much for Bravo. They can follow her around in October.
The people of Rome are like, girl, we do not need your publicity.
The people of Rome are making it a little more difficult. And we'll find out if Kristen is invited. She's pretty much saying she doesn't know yet. We're going to see how they end up at the end of the season. But you know who is invited? Both Lisa Vanderpump and Teddy Mellencamp.
Oh,
because
awkward
Teddy is really good. Tedwin's husband, Edwin, is really good friends with Beau. They're both like big Rams fans. And obviously LVP is LVP. So should be interesting if we get a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills showdown in Rome.
Maybe a selfie.
Yes.
And probably just, not.
Probably not.
Maybe Teddy like a creeper. I feel like Teddy would stir the pot and post like a video like awkward or something.
Like, like the back of Vanderpump's head.
Yeah. Or like Jiggy, if Jiggy can make it to Rome. And then just a few more that we don't have dates for yet. Vicky Gumbelson and Steve Lodge. Something to look forward to.
She'll do it like right on the premiere of the next season of Real Housewives of Orange County and be like, take that.
At the reunion. Mm-hmm.
Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah Hyland and Wells Adams.
Oh, def.
And Bindi Irwin and her man Chandler.
I feel like they've been engaged for 5 years.
Yeah. Those are some long engagements that
they might
like
take their time. She's so young.
I don't know, though.
They also feel it. I feel like they've been dating for years.
Yeah.
Those are some highlights. That's all I gather.
I like that. Well, who do we think is going to get engaged this year? Travis, who do you think?
Channing and Jessie J.
Ooh.
Really?
I definitely think
versus
that.
Versus Jenna and Steve Kazee? Or
versus,
both?
No, I think Channing and Jessie. Because they're so, like, hot for each other and then cold for each other. And I feel like that type of energy lends itself to, like, a quick engagement. And I feel like it's, like, months away.
Okay.
Ooh, totally agree. I had them down, too. I have another one just in case someone said that.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I also agree. Because they broke up. And I feel like now they're like, oh, no, we really do like each other.
And he's really, like, defending her, too.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that he, you know, the whole Jenna thing, I think it's going to drive them closer together. I was going to say, I honestly feel like, I know this is random, Rachel Bilson and Bill Hader. I could see them like eloping or something.
Whoa, I love that.
They're a cute couple.
I really like it.
It was so unexpected. I really like it. We saw
she was with Nick Vile.
And then we saw like pictures of her and Bill like out running errands. We're like, why do they keep running errands together in all these cities? And we're like, oh, they're dating.
There's Starbucks everywhere.
They're going to be engaged and we're not going to know. And they're going to get married and we're not going to know.
That would probably be accurate.
We're going to have to call courthouses in Oklahoma all over or whatever.
Sarah, who do you think is going to get engaged this year?
I said, because I can't believe they're still together, but since they are, I think Colton Underwood is going to propose to Cassie.
Oh.
It's about time.
I didn't think they were going to make it this long, but since they did, even though I've met him a few times and I've seen them interact, and they're very cute together.
They're really cute
together. They're just both really young, and she made a big fuss about how she wasn't ready to get engaged on the show, so I didn't know if they were like the real deal, but now that they've been together for a year post-show, I think he's going to propose soon.
And no one's allowed to ask in interviews anymore if he's like still a virgin, right?
I don't think
so. He's not a virgin.
No.
Oh.
But I
his book is coming. coming out too.
Yeah, he has a book coming out. Something to look forward to.
Sir, I saw him tell you that he's sick of people asking that. So
correct.
So I don't know if they're gonna.
But I think he's still gonna propose by the end of the year.
Oh, like by that. The end of the year. That's
fair. Yeah, that was the question, right?
By the end of the year? It is. And I actually went on a limb. I'm gonna say Ariana Grande and Mikey Foster.
Are you kidding?
But no, listen to the rationale, please, you guys. She's been engaged before, so she can go there.
Oh, we know.
She can go there in a relationship, but obviously it was like Pete Davidson that ended terribly, so it burned her from engagement.
Yeah.
But I think she's doing things differently with Mikey Foster. As we've reported, they've been dating for like all this time. People didn't know. They've been dating since June. They did that video together. They were just seen at like Disneyland. No. We saw the video. Thank you. And I don't know. I think there's a chance, and okay, I didn't expect all you haters and skeptics.
I put
a very easy backup with Taylor Swift.
Well, we know.
And she's already engaged.
No, I don't believe that.
She was wearing the ring in that flash in the documentary. She has a huge engagement ring.
Oh, really?
Yes. There was a clip of her on her.
It was just as quick as the clip of Travis in the documentary, if you haven't seen it.
It was about that fast. But she has this huge, very Taylor Swift, like oval shaped, small pave around it, huge diamond ring that she forgot to take off. But Taylor would never forget to do
it. No, and she loves to hide little Easter eggs for her fans, for the Swifties
and
everything.
The songs, like that whole album had things about like the aisle and.
They're definitely.
Oh my God, that would be fun. If then she reveals it and she's like, oh, we've been engaged for 2 years, people will explode.
Oh, I love that.
I would love that too. Mm-hmm. Guys, let's talk about how to make a marriage last, because we always...
Something all of us are experts in, clearly.
Know. Well, no, we actually have become secondhand experts in it because we ask so many celebrities about how they make their long marriages or shorter marriages work. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give you some quick quotes and you can try to guess who it is. This person was married. We talked to them in January 2018. They'd been married since October 2015. We said, you know, what's the secret to your success? Is it having the same values or same goals? This person said, no, because I would even say it really just comes down to communication. Trust, but not only that. Listening is a huge one. I might not believe in what you like. I might not like what you like. I might not even like anything that you've got going on right now. But at the end of the day, I'm listening to you and you're listening to me. We can agree to disagree or be respectful of each other and each other's time. Mm-hmm. And then this person said, their partner gets on their nerves every single freaking day.
Kellyanne Conway.
Stay well.
Oh.
And Roger.
So sadly, that's not how you make a marriage
they
work.
Didn't make that it. They didn't make it. That was her.
Terrible.
This person, we talked to this couple June 2018.
Are these all divorced people now?
No. June 2018, it was their 30th anniversary. We asked them their secret. They said, 5 kids, it's our super glue. That's number one. And probably we're the same age. And they said, 5 kids keep us busy. We don't have time to sit around and think about ourselves a whole lot. That was Janet and Wayne Gretzky. Didn't see that one coming, did you?
I sure did not.
This person we talked to in October 2018, they had been married for a year, but they'd been together for almost 17 and a half years. And we said, how do you keep the spark alive after 17 years? This person said, a lot of laughter and a deep love. Yeah, the love runs deep. That's it. And don't fight. It's not really worth it. Things aren't worth fighting over. And this person said they never fight with their partner.
Lies.
I have no idea.
Yeah, who
Brad Goreski.
Oh, really?
Yes. I love Brad and Gary.
Gary's amazing.
I know. This person, says Brad, this person in October 2018 had been married to their husband since 1996, told us the secret of being married.
I know what this is.
Is this William H. Macy?
Yes, it's Felicity Huffman.
I was going to say we're apart a lot because I travel a lot. Oh. Being away from each other makes the heart grow fonder. Marriage is a wonderful, beautiful thing. There's always going to be tough times. Put your spouse on a pedestal and in return you're hoping, which my husband does. We have the same respect for one another and that he's always putting me on that pedestal.
Right.
It's Candace Cameron Bure.
Oh. Because we have really good quotes from like right before the college scandal like Felicity being like, I'm married to Bill Macy. It's easy. And William H. Macy being like, I'm married to Felicity Huffman. It's easy. And then it was like, bam.
I'm glad you recapped those because I don't have those in here. I completely forgot. This person told us in June 2019.
She told me that.
They were celebrating their... They were celebrating their 10-year wedding anniversary, and they said, oh, goodness, I'm sure everyone would say it's about respect and listening. I think that's a consensus. It's Christina Hendricks right before we broke the news of her divorce.
Oh, that's my favorite one.
Kristen Cavallari told us that her reality TV had neither made her marriage stronger or weaker. She just said, 6 years is great, but honestly, marriage is ups and downs. It is. I think anybody who says it's not and it's easy is lying.
I love her.
Because I've seen every episode of Very Cavallari, I can confirm that Jaya doesn't do much in it, so I'm not surprised it doesn't affect their marriage. She just kind of mows the lawn.
Yeah.
This person had been married 19 years when we talked to them in September 2019. They said that it comes out of courtesy. I think sometimes we take the person closer to us for granted. I would say sometimes we make more of an effort with strangers. I remember what an extraordinary lady she is and daily remember that kind of respect. It's Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas.
Well, yes, you got it. Oh my gosh. And then, oh, this other person. January 2020, they'd been married for 28 years. They said to us, the secret to success is privacy. We're going to use that from now on. I'm serious. We people that work in the public eye, privacy. We have to fight for it. Warren Beatty and Annette Bening. Now let's talk about couples we can't believe they're still together. Can you each tell me, Travis, first, who are you shocked that they're still going at it?
Oh God, it's actually Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom.
Oh my God.
I really am shocked. I want to go to every day that they're together. I'm still shocked that this couple is together.
I think she's learned. I think she matured. And
I don't know. I also don't know. Don't like her that much. But I'm surprised. Every
interesting.
Day.
I mean, they didn't walk down the aisle yet. You never know.
It's true. Sarah Huron.
Kris Jenner and Corey Gamble.
That's a good one.
Shook really it that they're one. Still together.
That is
and
a really good one.
No signs of breaking up. He's like a big part of the show.
Mine was related. Mine is Kim and Kanye.
Oh, because when they first put that in the atmosphere.
No, but when they first got together, people were like, this is a joke.
Right.
And there's no way. And then all the crazy stuff they've been through, I guess it's just like bonded them closer together.
She accepts him for his crazy.
And I think she really likes it. But like, it's not like we see them like making out or like.
No.
There's no, I don't get a romance vibe.
He has his hands on her ass a lot. Okay. Whenever they're out, he's always touching her butt.
Right. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a magnet in his hand in her butt. But that was surprising to me. Sharon, who surprises you they're still together?
I have two. Cody and Miley, obviously.
That is really surprising.
I thought that would be over. And Sean and Camilla. Oh. Another one I don't think will last.
Okay. Well, we'll just move on
from
there. Travis, my dear, what happened on this day in pop culture
history?
Well,
first for my trend of tech news, YouTube was created in 2005 today. Happy Valentine's Day, YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
And that's exciting.
That is exciting.
And in 2001, Diddy's publicist sent out a statement that his 2-year romance to Jennifer Lopez was officially over on Valentine's Day. On Valentine's Day, Ryan and Felipe and Amanda Seyfried broke up in 2011.
I did too.
And then they got together a month later. Yeah. And then they split 4 months after that. And then also on Valentine's Day in 2011, Diana Agron and Alex Pettifer broke up.
Oh,
what a duo!
No.
There was a lot of breakups. 2011.
That was a really messy, crazy one. Isn't that where we're like, oh my God, he's a monster. Oh my God, protect Diana at all costs. Yes.
Does any two names say 2011 like those two? Like, where are they
that
now?
That does feel like 2011.
I still really stan a Diana Agron moment.
She's so cool.
I don't know why I like her so
where
much.
Is she?
I loved her in Burlesque.
Living her life.
Blink and you miss it. She was the girlfriend.
Great call. What a film. On E, like once a month.
That's beautiful. It reminds me, let's talk about celebrity couples you cannot believe once ever dated. Sharon, do you have a hearty list for us just to walk us down memory lane?
I have photos.
Oh, yes. Okay, good.
And I have some quotes just in case.
I'm glad you used them.
Okay, yes, please.
But the first is Matthew McConaughey and Janet Jackson.
Oh.
What?
That's mind-blowing. As like a hardcore, long-time, lifelong Janet fan, I cannot even, I don't even
you
remember
that. You scrubbed that from your memory.
I didn't know that
It was the Demita Joe time.
My God.
She said, I guess we did date. He's such a great guy and a sweetheart. It was just for a minute. That's why she doesn't mention it.
She didn't really want to confess to it.
What a duo. this one, we have Cher and Tom Cruise. I don't know if you guys know. Mm-hmm. I didn't.
I
am not skeptical, but surprised.
Right.
We'll it was right after she married the bagel guy.
Oh, was it? I don't even know. He's 16 years younger. And honestly, she was on Watch What Happens Live, and she said he was in the top 5 of her lovers ever.
Oh, my God.
And she goes, it could have been a great romance because I was crazy for him.
Weird.
So she literally looks like she's in drag in that picture. Like
yeah,
the wig. Okay.
She does.
Our listeners can't see it. Sorry, that's so unfair for us.
Okay, this one's a great one.
Classic.
Sandra Bullock.
This is the classic.
Ryan Gosling.
That was a really good one.
So good.
That was really shocking.
Actually, I don't know if she's Canadian or just Canadian.
She's not Canadian.
She's not.
Canadian love.
Next, we got a double whammy for Justin Timberlake. We got Fergie.
Oh my God.
My enemy, Justin Timberlake.
And then we got Jenna Dewan.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
She said,
that's so surprising.
She said on Watch What Happens Live, right?
Yeah.
Jenna Dewan.
She said we dated, not that long. We were like friends and then dated. And she said it was right after Britney, and she said she made it clear that she was not the rebound. She was like, I'm not going to be the rebound.
Well, she
and
was
that
the
dance
rebound,
battle
but...
didn't happen.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. The best part of that Britney, Ever After movie on Lifetime or whatever it was called.
Yeah, she said that didn't happen. That was a great Watch What Happens Live. She spilled a lot of JTT.
Honestly, Andy Cohen is the king of getting scoop about people who you didn't know dated or dated for a minute in like 1995.
That's he gives great. A lot of booze.
They've got good research team, too.
This one's a random one that I totally forgot. Vanessa Hudgens and Josh Hutcherson?
Oh!
Weren't they in a movie together?
I almost didn't believe it.
Was it just like a Coachella weekend romance?
Yeah, it was. That it was like about very brief. Who else do I have? Katy Perry and Travie McCoy.
I remember that.
That was another Coachella. Wasn't that Coachella?
No, not Coachella. No? So. What's the like emo one?
Oh,
Warped Tour. Warped Tour.
Oh, no.
She was at Warped Tour?
No. I think she was.
Well, her song Circle the Drain was advised addiction. Yeah. And he went to rehab like the day after they broke up.
That's how you send someone off to rehab.
Yeah. He said when she wrote a song about him, he said, I'm stoked that she finally has a song with some substance on her record. Good job.
Wow.
2008, Katy Perry Warped Tour.
Okay.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Next.
Congratulations.
That is wild and not right.
Okay, so I'll just power through some of the other ones.
Yeah, give us some other.
Jake Gyllenhaal, Natalie Portman, very brief.
Yes.
Yeah, it makes sense. Both serious
Michael
actors.
Sheen, Rachel McAdams.
Oh, I
yes,
remember that.
That was Travis.
I don't remember that at all.
Travis threw himself back towards the wall. That was
learning
that's
about
a
this
very,
for the first time.
But you know what? We always think she's like 21 because of Mean Girls, but she's like
she's older.
You know, an adult woman.
We got Liv Tyler and Joaquin Phoenix. They did it for a while in the 90s.
That's surprising too.
Mm-hmm. No, this one's great though. Nicole Kidman and Lenny Kravitz.
Love that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Love her in the music scene. She loves a musician.
Yes, and Zoe Kravitz basically confirmed it when she was, you know, working with Nicole on Big Ol'
Lies. Oh, yeah.
She said at some point Nicole was basically living there and taking her to the movie theater.
She could have
Isn't
been her stepmom. That is really, I love that one. It's very unexpected.
And then we know Ryan Reynolds and Alanis Morissette. I think everyone kind of knows that one.
Yeah, that's
still
that's
like an
a good one. It is an odd coupling.
Odd pairing.
It's very fair.
And then, of course, Nick Cannon and Kim Kardashian.
A classic. Mm-hmm.
Very strange and very controversial because it created a lot of drama and beef between him and Kanye.
Yeah, because he said they broke up because she lied about the sex tape, and that's why he broke up. Ugh, so, of course. God.
Who hasn't lied about their own sex tape? Guys, let's talk.
Like, what do you even say this? Come up with this stuff.
You guys, I'm curious. Which celebrity do you most aspire to be like in terms of their love life? And who are you most actually like? In real life, IRL. And listeners, please let us know as well. You can tweet at Us Weekly, hashtag Hot Hollywood. Who do you most aspire to be like, celebrity-wise, in terms of their love life? And who are you most actually like, IRL? Sarah Huron.
Well, who I aspire to be like is Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson because he supports her failed music career so unapologetically.
She's a celebrated. She's always performing. She's got albums coming out.
I had no idea she did music.
Exactly.
Yeah, she does. We talked to her about her
she
career.
She has several albums.
She does.
And he has pimped them out on Instagram many times.
That's love,
that's
baby
what
girl.
I need that someone is. Who's going to let me record and support it.
Yeah. You do need Tom Hanks to get a music career.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I'm not like anyone, though. I don't know.
Wow.
Whoever's like always single and has no one going out with them, that's what I'm like in real life.
Moving on, that was too sad. Travis, sorry.
Listeners, really.
I thought I misunderstood the assignment, but it's sort of like yours, so I went with it. Just sort of like the couple that I wish my couple goals is Megan Mullally and Nick Offerman.
They're all cute.
Love.
I just love them talking about each other.
Funny,
they do wild
so
things.
Smart.
Funny, they're obsessed with each other. I want that.
Seems like a great
Megan
sex ever. Vibe. They're like kissing each other on the carpet. I'm like,
yeah,
whoa.
They have sex in Griffith Park.
What?
They did it like twice.
What?
Stars are just like us.
Oh, you should listen to the Conan O'Brien podcast we talk about. It's pretty great, actually.
He has a podcast.
But Travis, IRL, who are you most like?
Yeah, who are you in your
oh,
man like?
Oh, God. Probably like, I'm just looking at these couples for inspiration. Fergie.
Fergie and Josh.
Mercurial. Yeah. It's mercurial like Fergie.
Just, okay. Sharon, what about you?
I'm scared. No, you have a good one.
No, but I don't know who I feel like someone like Gwen Stefani, who's been hurt, but has come out very classy.
Gwen Blake.
I like that. I like that.
I love her.
Coming out classy, it's true. That's
you know, she kept it classy.
Unlike the salad thrower.
Oh my God, yes. Miranda.
Tell us who you feel you identify with, Sharon.
My goal is to say Jennifer Garner because I feel like even after all that stuff, she's stuck by him because she cares about him. That's my goal. That's not realistic.
That. Okay, I like
it's
that.
It's probably more like Kristen Doty.
Kristen Doty herself.
Only because I have a hard time just letting people go, like being strangers to someone that you really actually
as
like.
As does Kristen Doty.
And she kind of lingers around, too.
Yeah, relatable.
She lingers around.
She's a linger.
Hey, she has a book coming out soon. Don't just knock her.
It's working for her. She's getting checks off it. I most aspire to be like Lisa Rinna. Because
she can do what she wants.
She can act as she wants. She can embarrass herself or not.
Yeah.
Cute.
But you do not mess with Harry. So if they had an open relationship, that's my dream. instead,
they might.
Instead, I'm recovering Selena Gomez.
Oh, because I want to get off again.
Finally, out of a Justin Bieber situation that was itself a reformed Ronnie Magro and Jen Harley situation.
Shut up.
But upon thinking about it, it might be more of a Gigi Hadid recently out of a Zayn Malik situation.
Yeah.
Past her Tyler Cameron palate cleanser.
Oh, yeah.
Did you feel that's like you needed to lose him to love you?
I feel like we were way more honest.
These two. Sarah's like, I don't know. Yeah.
I want to be a singer.
Sarah, do you know what time it is?
Hopefully not time for Celebrity Birthday Boxing.
It is not time for Celebrity Birthday Boxing Mania, but it is time to call the millionaire matchmaker herself. Our fave, Patty Stanger.
Oh my God, yay.
Oh my God, I miss the days when she was on Bravo all the time.
Me too.
But guess what? Now we get to ask her the advice she'd give celebrities. These celebrities have not asked for our help, by the way, in correcting or improving their love lives. We're going to ask Patty what advice she would give to them. Are you ready?
I haven't heard her voice in so long.
Patty speaking. Hi.
Hey, Patty. It's Brody Brown at Us Weekly. I'm here with Sarah Hira and Travis Cronin and Sharon Tharp. We are so excited to talk to you over our Hollywood podcast.
Cool.
We're like pumped because you are obviously like a love guru. You've got the best advice always. And so we wanted to talk to you about some celebrities, what you'd recommend they do in their love lives.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. I'm excited.
Okay, good. Let's kick it off. Teresa Giudice. Okay. She is newly single from Joe Giudice.
Oh, yeah. I love Teresa. I'm really, first of all, she looks hotter than ever.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye, Joe. Joe. Bye-bye, Joe. I really didn't like him. Yeah. And I'm from Jersey, so I'm protecting my girls. I think she's dating the hot pool guy. I think she's dating the contractor, and he's really cute. He's really sexy.
It wasn't really clear because people thought they were dating, but she said it's not really happening. So I think she's on the market. But what kind of guy do you think she would need?
Okay, well, Teresa, call me. Obviously, call me. Freebie on the house. You know I love you, girl. Jersey always sticks together. But she's a hot commodity, and she's a worker. And the one thing about Teresa, she works her ass off. She is not a girl that sits back taking care of those four beautiful girls. She is a catch. She's a catch.
I love that.
Yeah. So I'd like to see a businessman from New York, maybe a Wall Streeter. I wonder, like a legit Wall Streeter. Like somebody, like nobody in the real estate business or the flipping business. Let's leave that to her brother and Melissa. I really want to see a Wall Streeter with her. I really do.
I like that. What do you think about for Khloe Kardashian? What do you think she needs?
Can we stop the... Okay, you know, I know Khloe from 100 years ago, and we were sitting in Dash one day, and she said, I'm never going to date an athlete.
Oh, no. My God.
And that was like really when the show just started, and I thought to myself, we went to the cheese shop, and she said this to me, and I thought to myself, okay, you're really going to resist? Listen, I have a bad habit of dating hot guys with no money, which my New Year's resolution is not to date that. So, Khloe, your New Year's resolution is not to date an athlete. Ooh. Nobody in the sports business. Okay? We need to go in a different direction. No rappers, no moguls, no crazy people. Can we just find a nice guy in Calabasas who has a house and maybe has a kid too?
Oh, yeah. Love that'd it. Be nice. A nice share.
Like let's go for a doctor or a lawyer. Let's do that. Let's try that.
I like that. What about very handsome Brad Pitt, who's like joking about Tinder?
I want to put my ring in the room. I mean, like, we're in the same age group. He's actually my celebrity crush.
Oh.
I'm super spiritual and evolved. I don't drink. I'm not in the program, but I don't drink. And I actually dated a million program guys, including one of my exes. I know how it works. I'm great with kids. I mean, it's all me. Sorry. I'm not giving it to anybody else. I'm sorry. I'm just not giving it to anybody else.
What about someone like Madonna, who we often see dating like younger
kids? You're not going to get her off the kids. She's going to love the kids for the rest of her life. She's never going to get off the 25 and under guys because she can control them. They're hot. They love her. They worship her. Forget it. That's never going to change. That is who Mo is. Let her be her. Don't change her.
Okay. And Selena Gomez, she's dated, you know, she had a...
Oh, she's my favorite. First of all, you know, I have an autoimmune like her. I have Hashimoto's, and I worship her. Like, first of all, voice that's amazing, music amazing. But the fact that she's gone through this incredible health crisis, like Sarah Hyland, the two of them, the health crises, you know, like Demi Lovato, all these people that, you know, you think they have these great lives, Lady Gaga, fibromyalgia, they're all going through this. So we really need a caring person and a doctor.
Ooh.
A wellness coach.
Oh, I like
somebody that is going to take care of you when, because what happens is you never know when you're going to crash. You know, you never know if your adrenals are going to crash. Like Lady Gaga talks about this all the time. You don't know if you're going to have a bad day. And you need that nurturing, caring person. Say, honey, get in bed. I'll take care of this. Da, da, da. You can't have the guy like, oh, you can't go to the club tonight. Well, I'm leaving you.
Yeah.
Can't okay. do that.
No, you can't. I have two more for you. This one's kind of a wild card. Janet Jackson. She was in that relationship.
Is she single now? But yeah. Right now she was dating the billionaire and had the baby, but is she single?
Yeah, I believe. Well, as far as we know, she's single.
You know, she reminds me like of a Tina Turner type. Like I feel like Sweden, Switzerland, a guy who is from another country, you know, that would worship her, that's really rich, maybe owns an estate, and, you know, is international. I don't know why I got that vibe. It just Tina Turner popped in my head, who has a great husband. So like something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what about Ben Affleck?
Oh, he's a project. He's on Raya.
He is on Raya. Have you seen him on Raya, Patty?
A million fucking times on Raya. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. First of all, there's a reason he married Jen Garner. Like, it was a really interesting story. I watched Party of Five or what, a Dinner at Five with Jon Favreau on Sundance years and years ago. And I was engaged and I was watching him with Jen, and she was married and he was engaged to J-Lo. And I said to my fiance, they're going to end up together. And he goes, what do you mean? I go, look at the crushing going on. And he goes, what are you talking about? Man's going to marry J-Lo. And it happened. So like, I read the vibration. The reason he went with Jen, besides the fact she's gorgeous, talented, and probably the best mother she ever had, is she's a mother to him. Okay. So she is like the catch of all catches. She puts up with a lot. She works, she hustles. I just fucking love that woman. And he has to realize that he's going for these 20 something girls that he gets bored with, and they're disposable like Chinese food. An hour later, he's hungry. So he needs to find someone in the middle who has the nurturing mother, but also knows, I'm not going to put up with your shit. You get drunk, I'm leaving you.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. He hasn't found a boundaries girl who's got spine. And I would say somebody like 38 to 40, like not like a baby, that. no more babies. No, so that's not going to work. You're just playing with them and throwing them away.
Patty, thank you so much. You are always terrifically candid. What are you up to now? Where can people find you?
So still got my company, still fixing people up. You can go to Millionaires Club with the next 123.com. So it's Millionaires Club 123.com. Whether you're a millionaire or non-millionaire, we will fix you up. We will get your love life straight. We do date coaching, relationship counseling, even hypnotherapy, and we fix you. I have a website called attractingasoulmate.com, which is meditation tapes and hypnosis and subliminals to get your brain right. Cause I biohack the brain so that you're in frequency to attract the mate. Like, I do stuff that's very spiritual and metaphysical. You just didn't see it on Millionaire Matchmaker.
Wow,
and one of the things that people don't realize is that you have to be congruent to what you want in order for that person to show up. And most people are off balance, like the Bens of the world. They're off balance. Like, I feel Brad is ready for love, where I don't feel that from Ben. I feel Brad is in the better place where he's like, I went through hell, I learned my lesson, and I just want the right compatible mate to show up. He's not going to take anyone. Brad's in a better place. Where Ben is like, oh, I still want to play.
Yeah.
I'm needy. I need someone to take care of me. I'm needy. Brad's not needy. There's a difference. See how the different energies, the congruence. Like if you look at Keanu, who's my favorite, and he finds a woman that is in his peer group that's mature and educated, and he works with her, and he kept it secret. He had every right to do that. Yeah. And now he's on the carpet with her and they're balanced. Like, you need balance in that world.
Interesting.
You know?
That's what we do.
Yeah, it's not. Well, we're specialists. Like, you didn't see half of the stuff I did in Millionaire Matchmaker because, you know, it's a TV show and has to be entertaining and it's 42 minutes. I have to do stuff that you don't see behind the scenes that might look boring on camera, but in order to get your love life right, you know, we do counseling over the phone and FaceTime and Zoom and Skype. We can fix anyone's issues.
I love that. Well, Patty, okay. thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it. Take care.
Have a great day. Bye, sweeties. Bye.
So often we are on the carpet with celebrities. We have them in the office. We're in the studio with them. We're asking them not necessarily what's the secret to a happy marriage, but just to tell us like what's going on in their love lives. How do they cut out like little date nights? What makes it special? Travis, I know you perused some of our most recent love-related interviews. We have, as all of you listeners probably know, our Love Live section where we showcase a variety of couples every week in the magazine. Travis, what are some better quotes that you've pulled recently?
Well, after skimming through about 60 sweatpants and ice cream at home is our favorite date night quotes that are they all say, I found some sort of good ones.
Okay.
All right. Jason Momoa a few months ago told us about Lisa Bonet. He tells us that playing a blind warrior in C made him a better husband to Lisa. He can definitely, quote, feel the energy of other people more. And as a result, I'm a little bit more attentive to my wife's energy. I'm connected.
I'd love to be connected to Jason Momoa's energy. So good. Congrats to her.
Sarah, you're right. That was a really good Love Life quote to go turn into Apple Disney Plus.
It was very Justin Timberlake getting his apology with a plug to the movie Palmer.
Absolutely. And then we have Catherine McPhee on David Foster. And she said, I love the way he walks. I love the way he talks. I love his everyday interactions with people. Like when the music producers greet a doorman. There's something so charismatic about it. God, I just love his being.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That
sticky
is
sweet.
Really wild.
And then I have one more. Amanda Seyfried on her husband, Thomas. They love cooking together. And Amanda tells him that he, quote, makes the world's best macaroni and cheese. But she does the desserts. She, quote, does all the voodoo level stuff of baking.
I wonder what a voodoo baked cupcake would be from Amanda Seyfried.
I brought this up because I don't know what voodoo cupcake baking is, but apparently it's a thing that she does. Like that.
Well,
you just ask Gwyneth.
Let's play a round of a reality shag, kill, marry, and co-host. We can only choose reality stars. Mm-hmm. Sarah Huron, who do you have for us?
Okay, well, I have a bachelor-themed one and a reality TV host-themed one. Which one do you want?
Start with your bachelor. We'll come back to your reality TV
host. Okay, so these are the three bachelors that in Us Weekly online, we've talked before about who we find are the hottest bachelors. Mm-hmm. So I want you guys to decide yourselves. Okay. We have Ben Higgins, Peter the Pilot, and Sean Lowe.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know who Sean Lowe is.
Sean Lowe's so sweet.
Sean Lowe is the reason the Bachelor started doing shower
scenes. Okay, ready? Shag, kill, marry. Travis, you first for them.
Oh, I definitely want to marry Sean. I want to kill Peter the Pilot. And who am I shagging?
Ben.
Great.
I agree.
Yes.
Oh, what? Really?
Totally agree.
Yeah.
I thought you liked Peter.
He's like... He's
like
good
ricotta
for drama.
Cheese. He's like nothing.
He's good for drama.
Jeez.
I want to kill Sean, marry Ben, and shag Pete.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yes. I guess the windmill.
Thank you, Sharon. Right,
yeah. No, four times.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Travis. Yeah. Shag, Carrie Mill. Okay. Shag, Carrie Mill. Shag, Mary Kill. Shag, who do you have for us?
I actually went with some ladies, so you're going to have a
little lesbian up in here.
And I picked some sort of like villainy and forgotten people from the Housewives franchise.
Love.
Hutter and
we
Beth.
Have Alex McCord.
Oh, boy.
Brandi Glanville and Kristen Takeman.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I can go first. I would shag Brandi. Kill Alex and marry Kristen.
I said the same thing.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Travis, what about you?
Oh, I want to kill them all. No, I'm kidding.
Shag Brandi is the most obvious answer.
Yeah, I guess so.
Definitely have to shag Brandi. It's really a toss-up between Alex and Kristen because I don't want to be married to them for some reason.
I don't either.
I'm going to pick Alex.
To marry?
Yeah, just because it'll be more entertaining and funny.
True.
Yeah. Sharon, what about you?
That was going to be mine because I don't even know who Kristen is. And obviously, you got to shag Brandi.
I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but at least I'm pretty.
Yeah. But yeah. Alex Terrible is crazy, timeline. So I worry for myself.
She was intense.
Francois.
Johan.
Sharon, how about you?
Oh, my choices?
Yes.
Okay, we got Ronnie Ortiz.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
God.
We got 90 Day Fiancé's Colt Johnson.
Oh, God.
We got DJ James Kennedy.
Oh, my God.
We got a little bit of everything.
I know what I'd be getting in here. Okay.
I'm stressed. Right.
I would kill Colt. I would definitely shag Ronnie. And I'd marry James
Kennedy.
Wait,
I did what? The same.
Oh,
you would marry James Kennedy?
Sure would. Wow. Yeah, because I know how to handle that. I've dated that before, so I definitely know how to ride
DJs.
With that. Yeah,
I'm going to marry Colt because he bought her lip injections, and I thought that was really nice. And I need a guy like that. And I want to see what James Kennedy is like, and I'm killing Ronnie.
Oh, that's fair.
That actually is fair,
before he kills you.
Literally. Or your laughing? Dog. Why or your laughing? Dog.
Oh my God.
Allegedly.
Sharon, what was your answer for those three?
Oh God, I didn't think about it.
No. Okay, fine. Here's my reality shag kill Mary. Ken Todd, PK Ooh. Kemsley.
Oh my God.
And David Bedore.
Oh my God, those are all horrible.
Wait, let's do that one more time.
Ken Todd.
Okay, yeah.
PK Kemsley.
Yep.
And David Bedore.
Okay. I'm going to marry Ken because Lisa seems happy. I'm going to kill PK because he is useless. And I'm going to shag David Bedore just to see what the hype's all about since he added multiple affairs.
I'm the same as you again.
Wow, we have a lot in common. This is weird.
Oh my God.
I was going to do another massacre, just all of them, but I'm actually going to go with your guys' pick too, if I can't pick massacre.
Sharon, did you have one?
I only know who one of them is, so I'll marry Ken. I just looked up David Bedore, and I cannot with these photos. So
did you see the naked photos of him?
Yes, he's getting killed.
He's got a good body.
And whoever PK is.
Oh,
good luck, Sharon.
Sorry, can I do one more?
Yes,
this is reality TV hosts edition. Mm-hmm. Chris Harrison, Jeff Probst, and Ryan Seacrest.
Ooh. Oh, wait, hold on. Chris?
Oh, I'm killing Chris.
So are you marrying Ryan Seacrest or Jeff Probst?
I'm marrying Jeff Probst.
And you're shagging Ryan Seacrest?
Sure am.
Okay. Oh, me too.
Oh, I was going to kill Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, no.
I thought you were a Jeff Probst girl. So
yeah,
I would marry
Jeff and then I guess have sex with Chris Harrison.
Yeah, I believe it's shag.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You can say sex. Fun. Well, you know what it's time for?
Yes. It's time for Celebrity Birthday Boxing Mania.
Celebrity Birthday Boxing Mania, where we step into the imaginary celebrity ring and put imaginary boxing gloves on celebrities who are celebrating their birthdays this week. I have a very special round for you three this week. Sharon, Tharp, Jennifer Aniston turned 51 on February 11th versus Kelly Rowland, who turned 39.
I mean, Jennifer Aniston is a queen. I love her.
Wow.
Sorry, guys.
Definitely is winning.
Kelly Rowland is like, she's so ripped. She's like a fitness pro.
Yeah.
Travis Cronin.
Kelly Rowland.
Travis Cronin.
Yeah.
Emma Roberts turned 29 on February 10th.
Look up her.
And
past.
Aubrey O'Day turned 36
on February 11th.
I picked a really special one for you.
We know that they can both throw a punch.
Right.
So this is really tough. I think I'm going to go with Aubrey O'Day. She has less to
But Emma would give her a fight.
Oh, absolutely. Surely, they're both walking
away
bloody.
She would not go a fight.
Or in handcuffs.
Sarah. Chloe Grace Moretz turned 23 on February 10th versus Laura Dern, who turned 53 on February 10th.
Laura Dern.
I like that.
I forgot about Chloe Grace Moretz.
Sharon, I'm going back to you. Please do not choose incorrectly again. It's Jennifer Aniston, who's now 51, versus Aubrey O'Day, turned 36.
I mean, okay, fine. Aubrey O'Day was
killer.
Oh,
my gosh. Well, Aubrey O'Day,
Fashion Nova queen.
Right now. Travis, it's Aubrey O'Day, 36-year-old Aubrey O'Day, versus 53-year-old Laura Dern.
Oh, God, I'm going Laura Dern.
Yeah. Wow, congratulations, queen. You won all these awards during award season, and now you won Celebrity Birthday Boxing Mania.
Yes, be a little rep now.
Let's talk about some breakups so far this year. There have been so many. It's
only February.
Really disturbing. What is going on? Pamela Anderson, John Peters, they were together for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. They were married for 2 weeks.
Less than 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, less than 2 weeks.
12 days?
Less than 2 weeks. That surprise wedding we were shocked by. And then, surprisingly, split. She had all these, like, emotional statements to the Hollywood Reporter. Very cryptic.
She opens her heart too fast.
She sure... Oh, my God.
That was her quote.
It was very triggering.
She also announced their marriage.
Taylor Hill. We broke the news of Taylor Hill, Victoria's Secret Angel, and her boyfriend of several years.
He was sweet. I've hung out with him a couple times, and he was so nice.
As Sarah noted, Joe Amabile and Kendall Long, they called it quits. Sorry, Bachelor in Paradise. You do not
almost
set them
paradise.
Up for success.
Almost.
Lena Waithe and Alana Mayo. Ugh. Remember we had talked to Lena on a carpet and she said marriage is complicated.
Yeah.
It like takes a lot of work. But then they announced that they were calling it quits just 2 months after sharing the news of their courthouse wedding. Mm. Jesse Metcalf, Cara Santana. They'd been together for 13 years. We broke the news they had split.
That was the biggest shocker.
We also broke the news that she was shocked that he was with those other ladies when they weren't quite done being together. Us also broke the news of Rihanna and her billionaire boyfriend, Hassan Jameel, splitting after 3 years of dating. That was a little January scoop. I was like, who is this person? David Kochner from Anchorman. But the best thing about it, his split after he had been with his wife, they have 5 kids. They'd been together for 21 years. She wrote on Twitter, "Divorce sucks, but we don't have to suffer." Wise words.
Oh, he's also from The Office.
Mm. Yeah, Kai Gerber, Pete Davidson, 3 months of dating.
Shocking.
Vanessa Hudgens, Austin Butler. That was shocking. They'd been together for 9 years. That was an
expectation. I like
that
when he got famous.
Yeah.
Still waiting for that Zanessa reunion.
No one cares about Jeffree Star and his boyfriend.
Okay. I care.
Oh, fine.
I care.
Katie Cassidy and Matthew Rogers. She filed for divorce in January.
That was random.
Yeah. They had been together for a couple of years. Tana Mongeau and Jake Paul, who, not surprising.
That wasn't even real.
A lot of YouTube breakups.
Do you know who he's dating now?
No, who?
The girl who went streaking in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
They're now dating.
For the class.
Choice cuts.
Dating.
Choice cuts. Yeah. Who do you each think won't make it through the year? Couples. Like, is there a couple you have in mind who you think is not going to make it to 2021?
I have one I don't want to make it and one that I don't think will.
Let us have it. Give us your evil thoughts.
The one that I don't think will is Zooey Deschanel and the Property Brothers.
Oh, what? They're definitely getting engaged.
I don't like them.
They're definitely
getting engaged.
Okay, well,
they're
definitely going to have a baby. And the one I don't want to make it is Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's time to pull the plug on that.
Wow.
Yeah, so they'll make it to the Palma premiere and then hopefully split.
At the premiere?
Yeah.
Travis, what about you?
Mine is Pete Davidson and whichever famous woman he dates next.
Probably a famous daughter who is also famous.
It's a little bit of an intention too, because I want him to just stop dating famous women and like going through turbulent relationships.
That's
and breaking
no fun.
Up. You know, it's no fun, but it's rough to watch. And I know he's not going to make it with whoever he dates next.
We're rooting for you. Sharon, what about you?
I wrote a few because I didn't know if you guys would have the same. I don't think Lady Gaga and her new guy will last.
Probably not.
I don't see it.
No, and it's kind of like light. We've reported that's like kind of like a light relationship, so probably.
Yeah, Kendall and Ben, I feel like they're going to be off again.
I'm shocked they've even still been dating.
And then Ariana, who you think is going to get engaged.
Wow, you guys should put some money on
opposition.
It.
Opposition, such opposition.
Oh, I also had a Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson. They're not going to last like to the summer.
They might surprise us.
Yeah, they might. Maybe she'll get engaged.
Let's not.
I don't know if she believes in marriage anymore.
And I do not think Lindsay Lohan and the new man she debuted on Instagram, Bader Shamus, who we know so little about. Last week, she posted this picture with this. No, he was with the drummer of Bastille. They were in like a group picture.
Oh.
But it was, they. Then she captioned this picture, mentioned boyfriend. Then she said it was the guy in the black jacket. Yeah, the Bastille drummer was in their picture. But
Bastille, year is this?
Listen, I don't even know. She's in Dubai at a music festival, so that's where Bastille is playing. But listen, she has 6 mugshots. She pretended to save 40 children from an Indian sweatshop. She historically has not been able to show up for work, been honest. She defended Harvey Weinstein. She said she felt very bad for him. She tried to take some Syrian children away from their parents.
Yep.
So it's not that I'm not rooting for her, but I just don't have a lot of hope for her relationship.
How dare you?
You know what it's time for before we go?
Yes.
25 things you don't know about me. Ooh. You guys, I've pulled 3 different issues from the archive. We have an October 13th, 2016, Brad and Angelina fighting for his kids. Brad's fears come true. We have Nick Vile, I've never been so selfish, which could be from any time, but it's from March 20th, 2017. And Lamar Odom, secrets I've never told.
Lamb.
April 10th, 2017.
Oh, a marriage that I used to believe in so much, Lamar Odom and Khloe Kardashian Odom, until I realized
for Sarah,
I was wrong.
We have to do Lamar.
Look, Nick is actually even so on much. on this cover in a chip. It says, Vanessa and Nick tortured by jealousy. Which one would you like?
Lamar. Khloe had a little lamb.
All right, here we go.
You say that every time.
It doesn't get enough talk that she literally had a nail polish called Khloe a little lamb.
Listeners, please play along as these three try to figure out who.
Wait, this is 2016.
This
2017.
Is 2017. Okay. Who we talked to for this installment of 25 Things You Don't Know About Me. Number 1, I can never live without gummy worms. They're my favorite snack in the studio and keep me focused. Number 2, seeing my kids develop makes me the happiest. Their growth inspires me to go harder. Number 3, I think sometimes people think I'm too serious. I actually love joking around.
Victoria Beckham.
Gwen Stefani.
Number 4, every Outkast album is my favorite album.
They made
the world pay attention to Atlanta.
Erykah Badu.
Number 5, I wish I could have met
Erica Jane.
Number 5, I wish I could have met all the greats. Muhammad Ali, Michael Jackson, Prince, and of course, Jimi Hendrix. I want to learn from their experiences. They are priceless to someone in my position. Number 6, I am a major reggae fan. Bob Marley is my favorite artist of all time.
Candy Burris.
No, I did her 25 things.
Had to skip number 7. Number 8, Atlanta will always be home for me. Number 9.
Sierra.
So cool.
No. Number 9, my one unfulfilled dream is to headline a stadium tour.
Kim Zolciak.
Number 9, man, I get asked all the time which song I'm most tired of performing. I don't have one. I'm too young to feel like this. Number 11, my favorite meal is a Chick-fil-A.
Camila Cabello.
One. No. Number
She's from Atlanta.
Number 11.
Half of her heart is in Atlanta.
My
East Atlanta.
Number 11, my favorite meal is a Chick-fil-A number 1 with an Arnold Palmer. Number 12. The best thing about Drake is he does good business and works long hours in the studio, just like me. Number 13, my kids always want to be around me. It makes me happy to be that connected to them. Number 14. I love Usher. Number 14. I love a woman who has beautiful feet and hands. Number 15. Number 15. If I had one day left on Earth, I'd have my family over and just laugh and reflect on the best times. We'd create a moment that
CeeLo
we'd
Green.
Enjoy.
Chance the Rapper.
Number 16. I never ever eat seafood. I ain't down with how it smells.
Donald Glover.
Number 17. I was the youngest kid in the Dungeon family.
What?
Number 18, it's sensational to watch strippers perform to my music. Number 19, sometimes the way my hair looks when I wake up is better than after it's done. Number 20, seizing
Bow Wow.
Every moment is all I think about. Number 21, I own 7 cars. Each one tells a different story and has a different vibe.
Offset.
Number 22, I eat butter croissants every morning for breakfast. Heating them up is key. What? Number 23, I own hundreds of sunglasses, but I've lost more than I own. Number 24, the craziest thing I've ever done is drop 2 albums back to back. Number 25, I get nervous sometimes before a first tour show or a TV performance. I just want things to be perfect and my fans to enjoy
Jason Derulo.
Mario.
It's all good nerves.
I'm so mad right now.
What's the one you skipped?
You were going to get this box of Bottega Louie
macaroons. What's the one you skipped? 7.
The one I skipped, my favorite blank track is Use Me off of
Omarion.
No, HNDRXX. It was a creative challenge to make that song and it came out exactly how I wanted it to.
All right, who?
Unfortunately, Travis, you were so close. It's Future.
Oh, I was close.
You were
I said
so close.
Sierra.
I was like, oh my God.
They were talking about the same kid.
There were good clues too in terms of like narrowing things
I just
down.
Know yeah. nothing about Future.
Sierra's baby good. Daddy of his
Yeah, I know Future.
Future
Junior.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun.
Well, thank you for joining us again for our Hot Hollywood podcast. Please listen on Spotify and follow the podcast for new episodes. You can always subscribe and listen on iTunes. You can listen to the Tin Can and a String. That's how you're able to enjoy us. Please like, subscribe, share the podcast, and tweet or message us if there's something you're dying for us to talk about next week here on Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast. Until then, thanks and goodbye.
Happy Valentine's Day. Bye.